This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Our guards can't guard guards.
It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
All right, Steiny Guru with you. And a couple of pieces of 49er news from yesterday. The one thing Kyle Shanahan did say was he is pretty confident Ayuk will play this season. And he responds,
wake me up when he's ready.
Okay. Of the no trades, he said the asking price was too much on all of them.
I get that.
And Ricky Pearsall didn't practice yesterday. And you know what Shanahan said after the game that Pearsall was injured?
Give it to me.
Hopefully it won't be too bad.
And wow, how's that aging?
I mean, I think it's obvious that with Pearsall and Purdy, they've gone way longer than the team thought. The question I have about Purdy is, could they have avoided it by not playing him in that fourth game of the season against Jacksonville?
Now, they don't need me to defend him, but I will say to that, the prognosis from all the doctors out there, Lorenzo Neal, Brian Baldinger, Stani, they've all said, forget a setback, that injury is so bad that it naturally can be as long as Brock Purdy's at. So I get what you're saying. Had they not brought him back, he would have been back. But we don't know that. I think this is just the natural course of this severe injury that he's dealing with called turf toe.
Yeah, let's go to Matt in Oakland. Wants to talk a little Niners. What's up, Matt? How you doing?
This will be my very first football call.
Oh,
but quickly the Warriors. Quickly the Warriors. You would expect that the kids would lose to those veterans. They had DeRozan, they had Schroeder, they had Westbrook, they had Malik Monk, and you can't expect Will Richard and Pat Spencer to run the team. I mean, Richard is a great pickup. He really is.
Yeah.
But he's still a kid. So, that's an issue. But if they learn from it, who knows? That could be cool. And I'm loving Kuminga. Now I have a football question.
All right.
What could they get? What could they get for Purdy?
Goo?
That's interesting. Go ahead. Yeah.
Because, I mean, I'm actually watching a little football now, and I don't see that much of a difference between these two guys other than whatever it is, $38 million. And they have zero offensive line. What could they get for this guy? And I'll listen to what you guys have to say. Off the air, peace out.
I'll take a crack at it, Stani. I'll tell you what, now that he's hitched to the wagon, that contract, Brock, I do wonder how attractive he is compared to when he was on that rookie deal. But with that said, I do also wonder if powers to be from other places, GMs and owners, look at his Carfax report and how much they think, You know, I know his elbow got wrecked and he didn't miss any time and it was off season. But, man, Steiny, I don't know if the line would be around the corner. I don't know how to answer that. I think Brock Purdy's a good quarterback, but I think he's a way better quarterback with the toolage of Kyle Shanahan. So, do you think a lot of people would come knocking for him if he were available?
I don't know. I'm more interested in if you go down the list of all the starting quarterbacks, what are the teams where Brock could start over the guy? And are those the same teams where both Brock and Mac could start? Okay. Arizona.
Let's do it. Brock could start.
Could Mac Jones start?
Well, now Brissett is. Right. Yeah, hell yeah. Okay. I see what you're doing.
Like Michael Penix Jr. Would you rather have him or either of the Niners quarterbacks? Okay, you don't have to answer. Right, okay. If it's tricky, it's tricky.
I think, boy, he's on his – I'm getting worried about Penix Jr., but I'm gonna say Penix Jr. I got to give him that.
Caleb Williams.
I'm still high on him, man.
Joe Flacco.
Stop.
Dak Prescott.
I would take these two.
You would take Mac Jones over Prescott.
Yeah. I would take Brock Purdy over Prescott.
That
I'm serious, man.
I'm not saying you're not serious. Mac over Prescott might be a bridge too far for me.
If Kyle's calling your plays?
Well, what if Kyle's calling the plays for Dak?
Well, then I would take Dak.
Okay. We don't have to.
Just real quick, you didn't ask, but Draymond, as much as I said it wasn't cool what he said, he did. It was taken out of context. He did say, of course he knows Dak's a good NFL quarterback. So he's letting you know how hard the craft is, and he knows he puts up numbers. What he said is, I wouldn't bet a Texas nickel Dak if the game was close or was clutch. That's what he meant.
So he said the guy's a good quarterback and he's a bum. That's what he said. Great.
And that's like where he was.
Stay cool, Steiny.
But did he really call him a bum after preferencing, after saying, I know he's a good quarterback?
We were hearing things. He only said bum seven times. You're right. It's Draymond Green. You want to try to get on his good side, so pretend he didn't say it. It's fine.
I've called out Dray more than anybody in the last seven years here. Evan, how foul do you think that was of Dray calling said athlete a bum?
It would have been one thing if he just says, like, yeah, he's a bum. It's another thing for him to go, no, Jordan, he's a bum. No, Jordan, what are we talking about? He's a bum. No, he's a bum. He just can't be anything except a bum. And in the big moments, he's a bum. He's just a bum.
So you're there too with Evan. Like, it was too much.
Yes.
He's getting crushed.
Of course it was.
From other athletes saying, Dak's more talented than you are.
Like, I love how everybody says, you know, like, Draymond, would you say that to Dak's face? Would you call Dak Prescott a bum to his face?
He probably would.
I don't think so.
But we don't even want to go there. But the bottom line is, had he just said bum and not said that he knew he was a good quarterback, he meant to say he's not clutch.
Well, then he could have said that. Mm. But
now, I ain't mad at you.
But, you know, I'm willing to acknowledge that Draymond Green probably thinks guys who can't produce in the playoffs are bums. That's what he probably thinks.
But then he's calling, like Evan said this morning, he's calling Paul George a bum. He's calling James Harden a bum.
He doesn't have the guts to do that. He wouldn't call out one of his guys in the NBA like that. That's where
I'm kind of with Evan. Are you saying Dak's not in the club?
I'm saying, like, if a media guy did that to somebody, he would be all over the media guy for having the gall to call a pro athlete a bum. Like, he just wouldn't do it. Not going to call, like, think of all the players who are, I'm with Evan, like, there are a million Dak Prescott's in the NBA. Not a million, but there's a lot of Dak Prescott's in the NBA. And
they got a saying in the streets, Donnie, it's called crossing up game. And I just think Dre, it was a bad look because across the board, baseball, basketball, football, hockey, you kind of don't do that. You know, the way that Dre did it on his stage on a podcast like that to another professional athlete. Even if you kind of believed it. Like, Evan, I thought that was what was bad about it. Like, damn, yeah, you might have meant something else, but you used bum 8 times like you said. I didn't think that was cool across the whole landscape.
Also, Dak is one of the easiest guys to go after. Like, he's just one of the easiest targets in sports because he makes the most money. Right. He plays quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys.
But he's not a bum, and I think he's not clutch, but he ain't a bum.
I agree. I don't think he's a bum either.
I would never use that word. Mm.
Is that the word? Well,
then we talked about this yesterday.
What was I about to say?
Is that the worst thing you could call a pro athlete?
I think choker is.
Is what?
A choker.
Yeah, I don't like either of them.
Well, that sets you off.
I do get a kick out of non-athletes calling pro athletes chokers. I get a kick out of that. I just do.
Yeah, but I'm not.
Guys who never played the game.
But I have.
Telling somebody, no, you haven't. Not at that level.
Huh.
The other thing is, you know, you can choke in a game, if you want to use that term. Are you going to acknowledge all the times they came through? No.
Nah.
We just don't.
It's like when people send you, winning from gambling, and they don't send you the losing slip.
Do you, you don't have the YouTube chat?
I do. I just put it up.
Well, there's a super chat, but I'm not reading it.
Real quick, I got to say Rory choked.
Yeah. He's won 5 majors.
But you can choke.
Hey, let me check this dude.
And be
G.
a champion.
499G.
I would never use that word.
Can I get this off? Guru, just stop, bro. You're always saying no shade because you're afraid to call someone out. Just called Green out. Now do it again, and I've called out many people, ass.
That's 499.
Don't tell me I ain't afraid of nobody. Writing that old fake gangster stuff. What do you mean I'm afraid? I come with the heat rocks when it's time. Up and tight, high and in. Call Kyle, wanted him fired, what he did to Lance.
Are you proud of that?
No, I'm just, my kids got me saying no shade. Don't come at me.
And I'm not going to hold the players accountable.
Of all the hosts here, I come with the heat rocks, and you guys do too. Nobody afraid. Afraid of what? And that's from you saying, Steiny, you're trying to be on the good side like that pays my mortgage or car note.
Nice.
I come with the heat.
Dude, the kids got me saying no shade, but I'm going to lose it.
Let's go to Dale in Palo Alto. Hey, Dale, how you doing?
Doing great. I'm beautiful Dave here. I always love listening to you guys. Thankfully, I'm out of this area a lot, so I'm glad you guys have Odyssey. It's really good to listen to you guys all the time.
Thank you.
But all this talk about quarterbacks is something that I wanted to call in, I don't know, a day or two ago, maybe a week ago. But basically, you look at Purdy, you look at Dak. You know, Dak is a very good quarterback, but are we just in general over? I think one of you said this before, but are we just basically overpaying the quarterbacks and then you can't afford to have the rest of the team? Like, you don't have an offensive line to protect the quarterback, or you don't have enough receivers that are healthy. You know, one thing the Niners seem to do good at is having a second tier of players that do okay. But to me, the whole story is, I know we always put the quarterback on the throne and you got to have the best quarterback, but with the salary cap, you're basically, you know, you're, it's kind of like, I hate to say it, but Steph basically is not Tom Brady, who took a lower salary to get better players around him.
Yeah. I'm uncomfortable talking about Steph Curry and his
pocket. Oh, no, call it like you see him.
I will call it like I see it. As great as Steph Curry is, $62 million for him.
Like all the other athletes. Steph's not by himself. He got his
kid. Okay, is he the highest paid athlete in the NBA? So he's the highest paid player in the NBA.
All right.
Okay. So he's not the best player in the NBA. Which is fine, but...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Yeah, he ain't returning no bread.
Exactly.
Neither would I.
Right. Tom Brady did. That's the point.
He also cheated.
And now you don't like cheating, even though you are cheating. You cheat at pickup basketball. You acknowledge that. You stole my pens.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you
one
did.
One was goo. You and cheat the camera. You take pictures on your tippy toes.
Yeah, I do.
Why are you doing it? Because you want to trick us and make it seem like you're taller when you're not.
Right, and I admit
that's
it.
That's cheating.
Right, but I admit it.
Well, you didn't when you came down my road.
You lie about things. But that's fine. Listen, let's move on.
When have I ever... No, seriously. Our show.
You do.
When have I ever told Matt Steinmetz a lie?
Pods can dunk.
I didn't want to hurt your feelings one day if you go
told
here.
The whole... Actually, I'm not doing this.
No, you have to.
Tire.
Oh, that was...
Okay, but why is Evan laughing? And why are you laughing so hard?
Because that one really cut you.
It did.
No, it hurt that you guys thought that you were somebody I needed to make up a story.
I know.
Dibs had a flat tire. No, but a couple people did.
They gave a 19-minute story about it, though, so I got to
believe. Evan, why did you laugh like... You believe I didn't have a flag?
No, it's because I totally forgot about that.
That
really set you off.
He goes, "Show me your hands, you!" Right? Oh my God!
There's no grease on.
Well, in that case, there was the one time, and this is the reason we can't play this game anymore. On a Thursday, we'd play. What it was? Who we play for? Right?
Oh, yeah,
NBA teams,
for.
And I think it was the Blazers and the Rockets.
Okay.
And Guru had the roster for the Rockets pulled up.
Oh, you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Right, so admit it.
That's where I come from. You ain't cheating, you ain't trying. But not on your taxes and stuff like that.
Do you realize how quickly you contradict yourself?
Older I get. Hey.
What?
I was wrong. I'm being real. And my wife said, don't complain about the job at the job. That's the fastest way for them to get rid of you. Yeah, and I know people that do it.
Yeah,
I'm not one of
that.
Them. Starting, we have a commute. And I'm not hearing enough about what time we're supposed to leave.
2:12.
No. We won't get there in time. We got to be there by 4.
Evan's saying 2.
2:02. Evan ain't the boss, and I love you,
boss
E.
isn't here.
I'm a boss up. I know when I'm leaving.
When are you going?
You'll see.
No, we're leaving.
2:02.
What time are we leaving? We're leaving at 2. Both of us, okay? What, now you don't want to do it?
No, I'm saying I could leave at 1:50.
Why?
I'm just kidding. What's he going to beat me up if I live at 1:50? Dude, I got stops to make.
Where are you stopping, Gil?
Yeah.
The bank? I got some IOUs.
Finally.
I'm here solo.
You know, they have ATMs. You don't need to actually walk into a bank anymore. You can get money anytime you want. FYI.
Hello, sir. I live in the Bay. ATM not too safe these days.
Yeah.
See, your life
and
my life.
6'4", 230, and you're afraid to go to a bank machine.
They got blickies out here, baby.
What?
John Moran don't play in the Bay.
Stoddy, they using weaponry out here, man. I don't care how big you are. Stick up. Give it to me. I got muscles. Please.
Ooh.
We in the Bay. The dirty Bay.
You want to hear how excited Will Richard was about his 30-point game?
Exciting that you got 30 points. That's great.
Okay. Nah, we lost.
That's all you want.
Dude,
you gotta love
I gotta
that.
Try to recognize this voice.
Exciting that you got 30 points. That's great.
Okay. Nah, we lost.
Is that Danny Emmerman? What?
No, it's not.
Okay. That's fine. 2:00. We'll get at it.
Yeah. What'd you guys talk about yesterday, crossover? Or can you remember? I'm the only guy that can Like greatest hits. I can remember what we talked about, Dave.
We talked about.
Or should I say, I've been
getting
younger.
Mixed up. I'm getting mixed up with Tuesday when you were here and Willard and Dibbs were getting into it 4 seconds after they got in. Yesterday, Evan was here.
My guys.
What did we talk about yesterday, Evan? Probably 49ers.
Yeah.
Did we talk about Phoenix?
The things that you can recall.
It is just like.
Compared to the things that just escape you. It's unbelievable.
It was just yesterday, 24 hours.
Can you remember?
Yeah, we talked about the trade deadline.
Oh.
And the Niners. Oh. And we talked about Dibs' dissatisfaction for the seltzer water that Willard cracks every single show.
Did
that come up? Yes. He does it every show. Why was yesterday different?
I couldn't tell you.
I'm not getting it. I'm not in this one.
You got to like the crack of the...
I don't make a judgment one way or the other.
I was drunk. Because that's what it insinuates, that it's, you know, it's 5 o'clock.
I think it's soothing.
It is.
I kind of get a kick out of it, but it's not my show. You know, maybe...
And we talked about a little bit about the Warrior stuff.
Oh, yeah, we didn't talk about Phoenix. Game Curry got sick. Dude, he was spent.
Kuminga was good.
Yeah.
Let's play some sound.
All right.
There's a couple good things on here that I was wondering about. Football or basketball?
Football.
Okay. How about more Kyle Shanahan on if Mac Jones has been better than advertised? He's going to say no, but let's hear it anyway.
I mean, I guess maybe a little better than advertised, but that's just based off how good advertisements are. Mac's always, he's just done so much in college and done a lot in this league. So we had a good feeling that he could be like this. And he's been like this since OTA. So hasn't been much of a surprise for everyone in the building.
That's a weird assumption.
What you make of it?
I don't think... If he says, oh my God, he was better than advertised, then the question is, well, if you didn't think he's going to be that good, why'd you even sign him?
Yeah.
But this is him on, this is the one I want to hear, on if he thinks this team is overachieving or has overachieved.
I mean, I wouldn't say overachieved because we believed we could do this. I think always when you have injuries, it's much more of a challenge, definitely. But I think some of the key positions we have had, key injuries we've had some good guys step up. I mean, I'm thinking all these positions, it's just a total backup. I think we've had some guys come in and play like starters. And I also know other teams in the league have some of these issues too. So we're 6-3. We got a chance here. We're in the hunt, but we'll see how we finish the rest of this half out.
Man.
What do you think about that?
Nah, I mean, it's why they're 6-3. I mean, you talk about Bethune, you talk about D Winters, all these guys that stepped up, these youngsters. But man, Stoney, you didn't ask this, but I'm going to just go here. I mean, I can't believe the last summit we had on that Thursday in San Jose,
happened?
That breaking news sounder came that McCaffrey felt something in his calf and he might, I ran with it, thought he might not be available. But, dude, what he's done and how gladiator he's been, it is truly incredible. And I do sit back and wonder, how many more miles does he have in the odometer, Stoney? And it might be another 100K. But, dude, is incredible this season.
I always forget this. Is there one offensive MVP in the whole NFL, or is there an offensive MVP in each conference? I always get that confused.
Now, I want to say, because I don't know, there's one in each.
All right.
Now, I could be wrong.
Here's where you'd like to get some help.
Well, who
from
got
the
it
producers.
Last year? Who got it last year?
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out. And
but if we
look at them, they're, I don't know, playing patty cake or something back there. I don't know.
Oh!
Evan, is there a.
Evan, he was taking shots.
You got 4 minutes, dude.
Right. And I want to get something right. Is there an offensive MVP for both conferences in the NFL or just overall for the league?
I said both.
I believe it's just overall.
MVP.
Who's the MVP this year? Daniel Jones? Oh, it's got to be Taylor, right? If it's somebody on that.
Why McCaffrey's up there for me?
Because they're having a better year in India.
It's not that far. I'm just saying, if this thing continues, McCaffrey's a candidate. That's all I'm saying to you. If you want to give it to your boy, either one of them, I kind of get it.
It has become MVP is the quarterback award, and the offensive player of the year is the skill position award.
I got another name. You guys tell me if you want to. Mutombo. No. Matt Stafford on line one? Playing some damn good football.
How about Drake May?
Mac Jones beat him.
Dude, New England, Vrabel, he's a man.
Josh Allen still.
Oh, stop.
Got it. What?
I'm down on Buffalo.
They're 6-2.
I know, but that was what up, Chewy.
Look, Drake May could easily win it. Josh Allen could still win it. They got to give Aaron Rodgers a crack at it.
Sonny, stop.
They go to the playoffs. Sonny,
I mean.
Say what you want. Lamar Jackson's still in the race.
What about Darnold?
Yep, Darnold. About Bo Nix?
Hey, I ain't mad at
They're 7-2.
And they got the Raiders tonight.
Watch out for the Raiders tonight.
What about Herbert?
You might be on to something.
Is he having the best year of his career under Harbaugh?
Yeah, I mean, he's been good statistically. I think he's up there, but he wouldn't be the MVP. He's probably not top three.
You know who I want to put in there and you guys are going to... And I get it. Kyle. No, through nine games, man. Come on.
You know what P stands for?
Ridiculous.
Player?
No. It was MVC. You know,
that's the kind of answer he'll give.
But it does nothing for my life.
Yes, it does. It puts you...
Kyle didn't live on my streets, Donnie.
You're pandering.
Stop it.
You are.
That stuff gets you nowhere. Now, if I was getting front row tickets... Like, I couldn't be in politics.
He might be Coach of the Year favorite right
now.
There
you go.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to win the MVP,
Let's just say this. Now, if I was an official Olympic, I could be bribed. Like, you said you had something for me I could use. You might have something. Yeah, Sam Darnold, man.
He could do it. All right. Crossover coming up, but it's going to be abbreviated.
Jim Everett, the great, says Shasky called you clowns gutless. Oh, that wasn't to us.
I'm so worried about everybody else
and
all the other shows. No, they're not.
Now,
I've got one brother. Unfortunately, it's Bob.
You ain't talked to him in how long? Sonny, I'm trying to fix that, man. Seriously, dude. Life is short, man.
Family isn't just restricted to blood.
The kickoff show this Sunday with Hall of Fame nominee Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings starts at 11 a.m. from Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale. All the early games are going to be on TV. Great food, great drinks, games in the parking lot. And if you're going to the game, free shuttle for you from Laughing Monk to the stadium. Free shuttle. Go to 957thegame.com to sign up. First come, first served. Last home game filled up very quickly, so go sign up now. Once again, 957thegame.com. That segment was also brought to you by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No
50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.